You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
No mai hoki mai, welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, give us a text on 5395 or call us on 309-3879. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon recently spoke to media saying that the government would announce reforms to the Holidays Act that would impact sick leave entitlements for part-time workers. Under the suggested changes, sick leave entitlements would be processed under an accrual system, meaning that part-time workers working half the hours of their full-time counterparts might only earn half of their previously entitled sick leave. In that same week, a directive was recently given to Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand to give private hospitals 10-year outsourcing contracts to perform elective surgeries. And earlier this week, Associate Education Minister David Seymour announced a review of the funding for early childhood education. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, we speak to MP Ricardo Menendez March about all of these issues. So to begin, what is the Green Party's position on the potential changes to sick leave entitlements for part-time workers?
Reducing sick leave is a kick in the gut for workers. It risks the health of people in the workplace, but also we have to acknowledge that many of our part-time jobs are customer-fronting in areas like hospitality and retail, and that risks getting our broader community sick as well. I think this just shows a complete disregard for the health of our people, and just off the back of a pandemic where we've got people actually still with a really high rate of respiratory tract infections, it's incredibly irresponsible.
Additionally, how could these changes impact women and expectant workers?
We know that our workers who are like disabled women and many other groups already more at risk of getting sick and being failed by our health institutions will be disproportionately impacted. And when we also know that many women are working in low-paid, undervalued jobs, this will also damage them, as well as having to, for example, grapple with the fact that many women are juggling part-time work with caregiving responsibilities.
After the number of sick days was increased from 5 to 10 by the previous Labour government, the average rate of absence from work during their tenure increased from approximately 4.7 to 5.5 days per employee. Do you think that these changes could have an impact on employee productivity?
Yes, it will. And that's also another negative contributing factor. But we also got to remember that it will also put a strain on our health system. When people are showing up to work sick, it actually risks that very same illness getting worse, and then putting a strain on our health system and making that person actually be less able to fulfill their duties at work for longer. It's just irresponsible, and it makes absolutely no sense. All I can describe it as is the cruel move by the government just further strip away workers' rights.
Without bringing the proposed changes into effect, are the current sick leave entitlements sufficient enough for employees?
No, they're not. And this is part of the problem, is that already, and following a pandemic, sick leave entitlements don't often support and adequately cover people who may be facing serious health challenges. For low-wage workers, not being able to take sick leave and having to, for example, not be at work without pay could mean the difference between being able to put food on the table and pay your bills.
All right, moving on to the next topic. A directive was recently given to Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand to give private hospitals 10-year outsourcing contracts to perform elective surgeries. Health New Zealand had previously been negotiating 3-year agreements with private hospitals. However, Health Minister Simeon Brown's new directive would push the agency to move towards longer-term agreements, which Brown said would improve the cost-effectiveness of delivery and provide clear investment signals to the private sector. My next question is, what is the Green Party's position on the directive to Health New Zealand to adopt 10-year agreements with private hospitals?
Healthcare is a right and should not be left to businesses who seek to make a profit out of the health of our communities. And it's deeply, deeply worrying to see the government further prioritizing the private sector instead of investing on our public healthcare system. We've got hospital infrastructure that needs adequate investment and upgrading. We've already seen how the government hasn't committed to building the Dunedin Hospital to the degree that the communities in Otago deserves. We've got a crumbling primary health care sector, and we're already seeing the impacts of having, for example, our GPs being run as a private entity. And what this will do down the line is create the conditions for further privatization and diminishing the investment in the public healthcare system, which will lead to poor health outcomes.
Health New Zealand Commissioner Lester Levy has said that longer-term private sector contracts would clear backlogs and allow the agency to build more capacity in the system. How would you respond to that?
Lester Levy has just been a lapdog for the government and has continued to push forward narratives that only support the government's intent to move us towards a much more privatized system. Lester Levy is wrong. The government can make different choices. The government could choose to have a tax on the wealthy few so that we can adequately invest in our public healthcare system instead of giving public resources to private entities that ultimately are here to make a profit, not prioritize the well-being and the health of our communities.
Levy also said that health services had always been outsourced to the private sector and criticized the previous Labor government for having wait times of more than 4 months for elective surgeries. How would you respond to that?
It is true that successive governments, Labor and National, have not been bold enough to tax the wealthy few so that we can invest an adequate amount of resources into our public healthcare system. But that shouldn't be a reason to basically further privatize the healthcare system, which will have negative impacts in our communities. We just got to look at the US to see how in the US accessing adequate healthcare is really difficult for everyday people, to the point that so many of our middle-income people are having to travel overseas to get basic healthcare treatment. And that is because they have moved to basically an almost fully privatized healthcare system. That is not the path that New Zealand should be going towards.
And how would a Greens-led government address the backlog and undercapacity in the health system?
By introducing tax reform so that we can actually invest in our public healthcare system, as well as through our fiscal strategy, which completely overhauls the way that governments have done budgets, we can show that we have the resources available to adequately invest in things like primary health, as well as hospital infrastructure, to ensure that our public healthcare system can deal with long wait times and address the failures of successive Labor and National governments.
All right, moving on to the last topic. Earlier this week, Associate Education Minister David Seymour announced a review for the funding of early childhood education. The review's terms of reference say that an advisory group would provide insight on the balance between quality and affordability for services, additionally saying that high costs in the sector were restricting access to early childhood education. My next question is, what is the Green Party's take on the review of the ECE sector?
Throughout this term, the government has continued to undermine the wages of ECE workers and has continued to treat our early childhood education system as a for-profit entity when actually we should be prioritizing the well-being of some of our youngest in this country. They deserve good quality education and they also deserve teachers that are adequately paid and valued, and the review actually simply takes us further down the line of treating ECE as a for-profit business.
Are these sectors' funding streams too complex for parents and services, as the review's terms have suggested?
The reality is that we're pumping countless of millions of dollars into subsidizing private entities. I think that what we would do instead of what the government is trying to do is actually start moving the early childhood education sector into the hands of the public system so that actually all the resources of the government is pumping into the ECE sector are going into improving education outcomes and the well-being of early childhood education workers instead of subsidizing businesses that are making huge profits.
How do you expect funding streams for the sector to be impacted by this review?
We're particularly worried about the impact on Māori and other groups that have been disadvantaged. This is why we can't just have, a for-profit system, because it ends up leaving some of our most underserved communities. And by underserved, I mean people who the government has failed to acknowledge in their policies. And we're going to see this replicated in the ECE review as well. What this shows is that the government isn't committing and prioritizing the well-being of our youngest and the people who are working in the early childhood education sector, who are now facing potentially lower starting wages as a result of the government's recent policy reviews.
And lastly, how would a Greens-led government manage funding for the ECE sector?
What we would do instead is, like I said, start moving the ECE sector into the public system, which means that instead of subsidizing private entities, we would simply be better resourcing and ensuring that all the dollar figures that go into the ECE sector are going into building better quality education, better paid staff, and good conditions for our youngest.
And that was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March speaking to us about the government's consideration to change sick leave payments, the directive to Health New Zealand to give private hospitals outsourcing contracts for elective surgeries, and David Seymour's review into ECE funding.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.